News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Venice's transition into being a theme park continues. They are now looking at possibly installing dynamic pricing for those who want to come into the city. With us is Simon Calder, who is travel correspondent with The Telegraph. Simon, what's the proposal?
Well, it's very straightforward. We saw actually 3 years ago Venice coming up with a €5 charge, which was basically the city said wasn't a money making thing. It was just to persuade people to travel on different days. And the guy who was behind it, Simone Venturini, said that the current that since increase to €10. It hasn't done enough to deter visitors on peak days. So, if you have the possibility of putting the price up to €50, then as with, well, everything from hotels to airlines, you can kind of deter demand on your busiest days and get people to visit on your off-peak days. So everybody's a winner, except possibly for the people who are desperate to go. They can only go on that one particular day when it does cost €50.
How does all of this get administered? Is it that when you get onto the water taxi to go into the main part of Venice, you pay them the fee?
It all depends. So basically, you are encouraged, obviously, to go online. If, by the way, you're staying in hotels, then that should not be a problem for you, because that will normally be covered. It's the day trippers that Venice really wants to manage. The people who are coming in typically on coaches or trains, they're not the community thinks they're not really contributing very much, and they are making it, exactly as you say, into more and more of a theme park. And so therefore, the idea will simply be that you go online on for the day you want to. Or indeed, well, many people I think listening may have been on the train which goes across the lagoon into Venice. You come out of the station there and basically there's a whole lot of people who've been expecting you, and they're either going to check your QR code to check that you have paid, or indeed they are going to say, right, step this way, madam, sir, and here's today's charge, and here's what it's going to cost you.
Now, the thing is, though, Simon, it is not like Venice is knee-deep in established indigenous industries. You know, the office workers of Venice are not getting distracted by all of these tourists. Surely it is in the interests of the city to have people come in, buy some tat, eat lunch and leave, because it pays the gondoliers, it pays the trattorias, and that's how the thing works.
Oh, sure. But there's places across Europe who are saying enough. We don't need any more. There's restrictions on the number of cruise ships, for instance, coming into Dubrovnik. Amsterdam is going all out to reduce the number of tourists. And yes, of course, these cities do fantastically well out of tourism, but they also feel that the very soul of the city is being diminished by having too many visits, and therefore they just want a bit of balance. And look, there are many wonderful places in the Venice area, which I would urge people, if you don't fancy going to Venice because they're going to say, right, that day it's €50, you can go and explore, and that's great. I think every obviously, I'm very in favour of visitors anywhere travelling for as little cash as they need to spend. But just go somewhere else. And honestly, when I was there on the first day they brought this in, it was still pretty unbearable. And so, therefore, I recognise that really pushing up the price in the way that some airlines do for peak days will be an effective way of doing it. It's rationing it. Yes, it's in a sense, if you are a very low budget traveller, you could only go on that day. There's a bit of unfairness there. But if you go on a wet Wednesday in November, first of all, it will cost you €20 to get there. And secondly, you won't have to pay this €50 fee.
Simon, thanks very much. Simon Calder there, travel correspondent with The Telegraph.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.